This is Ozarks at Large. Eureka Springs has hosted a variety of music festivals over the years. Tomorrow, the town will host a new event at Lake Leatherwood City Park called Eureka Palooza. The inaugural music festival will benefit Clear Springs School. One of the several participating musicians is Stevie Tombstone, who will play an acoustic set Saturday afternoon. His son will attend Clear Springs School, and one of the reasons Tombstone and his wife have decided to enroll their child is because of the positive feedback they've received on the private school.
To us, I just like the approach for this, the approach to the teaching that they took, and the kids get a lot more attention than in public school, and the curriculum's a lot more expanded, and it's just a really, really, really good place for kids to want to go to school is what we liked about it. It wasn't the old grind of, oh no, I've got to go to school today from the other kids that we saw that were going there and they graduated. You know, they looked forward to it and they wanted to keep working with the school after they left. So that was a big red flag for us.
The native Georgian gets his name from a rockabilly band he performed with in the 80s called the Tombstones. The singer-songwriter has been playing the guitar since he was 12 and began playing professionally as soon as he was old enough to drive himself to gigs. A great deal of his musical influence came from his family.
My parents were big music fans, and they had a lot of friends that were musicians, so I ended up getting babysat by the rhythm section wherever we were in the dressing room. And they had some friends that were in radio, too. So I spent, when we weren't running around the woods, we were going to see Loretta Lynn or, you know, all the old really classic country acts and stuff when I was a kid, and I got to meet all those people. I thought that's what you were just supposed to do when you grew up. So that's what happened.
Tombstone has produced 4 CDs as a solo artist, and he describes his music as country blues from a very realistic viewpoint. The self-proclaimed purist says a variety of musicians have inspired him over the years.
Well, in my early days, I would have to say, you know, Hank Williams and Elvis Presley. And then as I got older, it just depended on what year you caught me. So I went through a big rock and roll phase where there's certain writers that I like more than other writers. I'm really into Bob Dylan and Jeffrey Lee Pierce. And it's more of a rider thing for me.
During his set at Eureka Palooza, Tombstone says he plans to perform some cover songs as well as some tracks off his album 7:30 AM. He says the 2004 record has been his most successful one to date. Something I Never Thought I'd Be is one of the songs off this album.
Try to be the man you think I am, an outlaw and a gentleman. I live a life that nearly killed me.
That's just a good old toe tapping kind of a Texas hill country tune, and we've been playing a lot of the dance halls and stuff down there, and a lot of the guys that were in my band had been in some pretty big rock bands and stuff before. So we were all kind of laughing, and we're playing the Chitlin Circuit down in South Texas, you know, playing these, and that's what we all love doing. So we would go out and play all these gigs, and it was just kind of funny how the folks that we met really didn't know that much about us, and in the situation we never thought we'd be down there working those gigs at that time. And then, you know, it's just one of those, when you're young, you think you're going to be doing one thing. When you grow up, life's a little bit different. So that was kind of the viewpoint on that.
Another track off his 7:30 a.m. record that audiences might hear Saturday is called Big Bad World.
There's a fire in the kitchen, and she's dressed in fancy clothes, going out to seek another, not afraid to let it show. 'Cause it's a big bad world we live in, and it's twice as hard to win. pistol in your pocket and your head down if you can.
And that's kind of a Dylan take on that on that song. It's really just talking about the state of affairs these days, and I guess that came out in 2004, but still it was just talking about how you know you've kind of got to pay attention to what's going on around you, and it's not, you know, your parents always said, oh, when I was a kid I could walk to school, and my parents, we came home by ourselves, and you can't do that anymore. That kind of a situation, you know.
Keep your pistol in your pocket and your head down if you can.
Although this is the inaugural Eureka Palooza, Tombstone says he's sure people will enjoy the event for a variety of reasons.
Number one, it's outdoors, and you can spend the night there if you'd like. There's camping, there's cabins for rent. They're going to have a kids tent if people want to bring their children. There's going to be activities. You can let your kid hang out in the kids tent. There's going to be scheduled stuff going on, music all day, camping. There's going to be concessions and all kinds of good food from all of the restaurants in the area.
The Aerials, Fossils of Ancient Robots, and Corey Montgomery are also scheduled to perform tomorrow. For more information, visit eurekapalooza.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.